Chapter 1. Showing up for work is the new racism. Professor Brett Weinstein couldn't believe his own eyes. Were people spying on him? As Weinstein, an Evergreen State College biology professor who considers himself deeply progressive, biked into town from his house that early spring morning in 2017, he could have sworn he saw students from the school eyeing him suspiciously as he pedaled by. What were they doing in his neighborhood? The professor had good reason to be on edge. He had found himself at the center of a heated and very one-sided discussion about race at this very progressive liberal arts college located in Olympia, Washington. It hadn't gone well. What started as a public meeting chaired by the college president soon devolved into a protest in which Weinstein was shouted at and shouted down. That morning, for the second day in a row, the campus police had told him it would be better if he didn't show up on campus. If he wasn't around, maybe things would cool off a bit. But Weinstein had a biology class to teach, so he arranged to meet his students at a park downtown, off school property. That Thursday morning, May 2017, he tucked his crop of unruly black hair into a bike helmet and pedaled his way into town, looking every bit the stereotypical liberal college professor straight out of central casting. He could not have looked more the part if he had been wearing a beret. But through the rural, tree-lined roads near his house, he noticed something weird. "I saw people that I recognized from the protest the day before," Weinstein said. As he biked past them, Weinstein thought he saw them taking out their phones, as if they were sending messages. Was he really being tailed by student protesters? It sure seemed like it. Unsettled, Weinstein went to Evergreen after all, right to the campus police department. He told them what he had seen, though he realized how kooky he must sound. "I must be imagining it," Weinstein concluded. The police disagreed. They told Weinstein the protesters had been looking for him. Worse still, the police told Professor Brett Weinstein that they couldn't protect him. What crime had this monster Brett Weinstein committed to enrage a group of Evergreen State College students? He showed up to work. When you think of people needing protection, you may think of a former mafioso going into a witness protection program. But Evergreen's Vito Corleone was a Birkenstock-clad interdisciplinary studies major who is convinced the only reason we all aren't wearing hemp shirts is the after-effects of 19th-century British mercantilism. Before 2017, Evergreen State College might have been best known as the alma mater of rapper Macklemore and Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons. The school's motto, and we're not making this up, is Omnia Exteres, which translates to, "Let it all hang out." Its mission statement reads like an academic buzzword bingo card, boasting a local and global commitment to social justice, diversity, environmental stewardship, and service in the public interest. Bernie Sanders couldn't have said it better. One expression of Evergreen's commitment to diversity was an annual tradition called the National Day of Absence. This event entails minority faculty and students leaving campus for a day to make a statement, followed by a day of reunification when everyone appreciates everyone else a bit more or sings Kumbaya. It's probably not the most effective use of 2 days of higher learning, but it sounds pretty harmless, right? It was. Until 2017, when Evergreen wanted to change things up. Instead of minority students and faculty leaving campus for the day, they would show up. White students and faculty would stay away. When he heard the plan announced in a faculty meeting, Weinstein assumed I had misunderstood what had been said. But he soon found there was no mistake. The administration of the college made it clear that they were strongly encouraging white people not to come to school on that day.